current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, The Winter After. The new Syrian leader, Ahmed al-Sharr, has participated in meeting with the devious West and its agents. These various diplomatic meetings are nothing close to innocent and move Syria closer and closer to the international world order, which falls under the laws of the West. And most recently, it has been stated by a Syrian official that al-Sharr plans to address the UN General Assembly in New York this September, taking even more steps to stand under the umbrella of the West's world order. For al-Sharr to address the UN comes as no surprise, for he is trying to transform Syria into a newer Syria. But is the transformation he is aspiring to for the betterment of the people of Syria and the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in general? When we take a look at who is coming to make these quote-unquote deals with him, we see that he shakes hands with those whose hands drip with the blood of our Muslim brothers and sisters. British Foreign Secretary David Lammy came for his visit and gave $129 million in humanitarian and development aid, affirming Syria's stability and recovery. Then on June 30th, the U.S. eased sanctions, encouraging Syria to move forward with its democratic transition and regional stability. Looking back in January, we also see that Germany and France stopped by and paid Ahmed al-Sharr a visit. They had met with opposition leaders and official figures. They had even toured the Sidnaya prison. The goal behind this visit was to build trust between Syria and the international community. Even Arab countries had taken steps with normalization, like Morocco, Algeria, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. Ahmed al-Sharr had visited Saudi Arabia, in which they discussed reconstruction issues and cooperation in energy, education, and health sectors. This meeting was one that indicated the growing rapprochement between Damascus and Gulf capitals. And before that, Iraq had dispatched a high-level security delegation to coordinate border cooperation and prevent the infiltration of quote-unquote extremist groups. With all these consultations, we see that he is wanting to provide himself a cozy throne of the likes of the treacherous regimes surrounding him. But what about those brave, sincere mujahideen who fought to overthrow the regime Bashar al-Assad had implemented? We can see that while we welcome the enemies of the Ummah, he distanced himself from those who are striving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, those of the Arab Spring. Ahmed al-Sharr told the Arab media delegation, quote, "I am not an extension of the Islamic parties, whether jihadist organizations or the Muslim Brotherhood, nor am I an extension of the Arab Spring," end quote. So then what is he an extension of? The Arab Spring he distances himself from is the very one that strove for change within Syria. Its goal, one he exploited, was to remove the corrupt regime and cleanse Syria of the corruption the West had worked so hard to implement. And now, when the West has taken clear, unambiguous steps towards normalization, he has placed his hands in theirs, reproducing the very regime the Arab Spring fought so hard to bring down. Al-Julani, who now calls himself Ahmed al-Sharr, has shaken hands with our enemy to reinstate the same regime that the Syrian people suffered under. They have merely changed the face of the regime, while the original one, the very system the people literally died to overthrow, still remains entrenched in Syria. O people of Syria, the regime you fought so hard to remove is still there. Ahmed al-Sharr has taken advantage of the brave and courageous and is going down the same path of the likes of Bashar. You must reclaim your revolution and keep your focus on the ultimate goal. This time, it is time to strive for the implementation of the laws and systems of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only then will the likes of Bashar and al-Sharr not take advantage of the passion within the Ummah for justice and change. Only through the Khilafah, Caliphate, will jihad and justice be implemented. Only then will the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rest of the people of Syria come to true victory. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.